Petersburg Medical Center's budget is stable. According to CEO Liz Woodyard, revenue is coming in as expected. The long-term care nursing home unit is full. The lab and x-ray wings are busy, as are the physical therapy and the emergency room departments. Woodyard says there's about 3 months of cash on hand and investments.
The biggest challenge for the hospital is really not in operations or services that we provide. We're stable with staff. We have a good physician, nurse practitioner mix. It's not that. It will be our building.
The oldest part of the building is 50 years old, and the plumbing is failing, among other issues. The way it was built doesn't allow maintenance to access some of the problems.
We've done about all the efficiency improvements we can.
That's Mike Boggs, the maintenance director.
That part of the building is concrete and block, and it has a hard pan ceiling on it, so you can't get to pipes. You know, they're cemented in.
Other parts of the building were built in the early 80s.
You know, it was state-of-the-art then, but a lot of things have changed, and like buying parts and stuff, a lot of them are discontinued. And when you go to upgrade them, you got to upgrade 3 steps back.
To get an idea of what they might be looking at in terms of a remodel or rebuild, an architect recently came to town from Juneau. The estimated cost of a remodel would be about $17 million, and a rebuild, about $34 million. Doran Hammett is the chief financial officer for the Petersburg Medical Center. He is also the CFO for the hospital in Wrangell, another small town on a nearby island. Wrangell is also looking at a new medical center, but they are a few steps ahead of Petersburg in the process.
We're pretty much operationally a mirror image, and so if their consultant tells them that it's financially feasible, then we have a pretty good basis for moving ahead for a project here.
How much reimbursement Medicare and Medicaid would pay for a new facility is a big part of the puzzle. Both programs reimburse the hospital for the cost of their services for elderly and low-income patients.
If you built a $35 million facility, the depreciation on that facility, the interest on any debt on that facility becomes part of your cost. So your reimbursement from Medicare and Medicaid are going to go up.
The key is finding out if that increase is going to be enough to cover the debt payments of a new facility. Hammett expects Wrangell to know that answer within a couple of months. And that would give Petersburg a pretty good idea of what they're up against. But while Wrangell has land for building another hospital, Petersburg does not. The current location is near downtown and has no room for expansion. It's just a few blocks from the water. The last time there was a tsunami warning, all patients had to be evacuated. The hospital has set up a committee to look at where a new facility might go, as well as different remodel and rebuilding options. Woodyard says it's too preliminary for any sort of timeline yet. She says she has talked with both state and federal lawmakers, and they are aware of the situation.
The success of a small town is very dependent on having a strong healthcare system and having healthcare in the community.
She expects the new facility would bring a reduction in maintenance costs and insurance costs in the long run. The Petersburg Medical Center building itself is owned by the Petersburg Borough. Operations are overseen by an elected board. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.